Some 30 officials of the former Taliban regime in Afghanistan are offering to help President Hamid Karzai deal with the growing Taliban resistance movement in southern and eastern Afghanistan. Karzai has made his own conciliatory statements. He's offered associates of the former regime a role in the future of Afghanistan as long as they have not committed crimes against the Afghan people. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Kabul and sent this report.
Last month, the Chief Justice of the Afghan Supreme Court announced that a group of at least 30 former high-ranking officials of the deposed Taliban government had approached him and offered to cooperate with the Karzai administration in the reconstruction of Afghanistan. A former Taliban intelligence officer describes these individuals as moderates who disagreed with Taliban leader Mullah Omar's close alliance with Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Meanwhile, in a separate initiative, the Taliban's former foreign minister, Wakil Ahmed Mutawakil, has also offered his services to the Karzai administration. Mutawakil surrendered himself to American forces following the fall of the Taliban. There are conflicting reports about his present whereabouts. To prove Mutawakil's moderate views, an associate has been handing out copies of a book he says the former foreign minister wrote while in U.S. custody. Throughout the book, Mutawakil repeatedly blames the more extreme policies of the past regime on Mullah Omar and his military commanders. The overtures from former Taliban officials come at a time when Karzai's fledgling government faces a growing threat from Taliban guerrillas in the south of the country. Diplomats and aid workers in Kabul agree that the resurgent guerrilla movement has been taking advantage of widespread disaffection among the region's ethnic Pashtun tribesmen, many of whom feel sidelined by the Kabul government, which is dominated by Tajiks from the north. Paul Barker, an aid worker with CARE International, says many rural Pashtuns supported the Taliban in the past because they shared the movement's conservative belief system.
There's a very large section of this society which was very comfortable with Taliban government. And those conservative views persist and are maintained here. And somehow that reality has to be accepted as part of the Afghanistan that we're working with and will exist in the future.
Ex-Taliban officials say moderate members of the former regime could be instrumental in helping Karzai reach out to the Pashtuns and to other conservative elements of Afghan society. When asked whether the Karzai administration might someday agree to negotiate with someone like the former Taliban foreign minister, presidential spokesman Jawad Luddin said the government would only rule out dealing with the 50 or 60 individuals that are most closely associated with the excesses of the past regime.
The only people that the government has so far clearly ruled out the possibility of talking to are those elements of Taliban who were clearly responsible for committing grave violence against the population, who have blood on their hands, as some people call it.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.